can use them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The Christian's ambition. Number six, as we move into chapter 7, the Christian's relationships. The Christian's relationships, Matthew 7, verses 1 through 20. Verses 1 through 20 talk about the Christian's relationships. Judge not. Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye and do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when there's a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. To the one who knocks, it will be opened. And which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask Him? So, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves, who you will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits. You see, this is talking about the Christian's relationships. We have to see from those 20 verses that we just read that once we are properly seated with Christ, once we have seen who we are and what we need to do, once we get a handle on the relevance and practicality of repentance and our behavior and righteousness, once we get a handle on all that, then our relationship with God has changed, and consequently, what else? Our relationship with everybody around us will change. So we get it right with God, and then we start getting it right with everybody else around us. So that's the Christian's relationships. And number seven, and final, as we think about the relevance of the Sermon on the Mount, in the last few verses of chapter 7, the Christian's commitment. The Christian's commitment, beginning at verse 21 through 27. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. You see, we've got to mean what we say and do what we hear. Repentance and righteousness. Finding out who we are and what we need to do. We've got to mean what we say and do what we hear. Only the man who obeys God is wise. All others are foolish. The issue of the lordship of Christ in our lives is just as relevant today as it was when Jesus first preached this sermon 2,000 years ago. It is still practical. It is still relevant. Obviously, in the span of less than an hour, we cannot elaborate on many details in this lesson, in this sermon. It takes a lifetime of digestion and studying and meditation and application. But aren't we spending our whole lives revolving around those two words I said kind of at the beginning? Repentance and righteousness. Aren't we spending our whole lives finding out who we are and what we need to do? It's a maturing process. It's an ongoing, lifelong growth. And God has given us, through this sermon and many other places in the Scriptures and the Scriptures as a whole, everything that we need to know. You see, what we have is better than what the world has to offer. And God has made it available. And God has given it to us in His Word. And through sermons like this, we hear and hopefully we believe, we understand, and most significantly, we obey. And we are faithful, as the Bible teaches, unto death. So this evening, if there is anyone here who needs to repent and be restored to righteousness, if there is anyone here who needs to obey the gospel and become a disciple of Jesus and begin the relevant and practical application of all the things taught here lifelong in your heart, mind, and life, we extend the invitation. Not because we have to, but because we want to. Because this is what Jesus would have us to do. In essence, at the end of the sermon, when Jesus tells the parable, and He says there's a wise man and there's a foolish man, isn't He extending an invitation? Isn't He, by implication, asking the question, which one are you? And what will you do? You decide as we stand and we sing.